Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad for Jesus tonight.
Yes, amen.
Amen. I just appreciate Him and what He means to me in my life. So glad to see you all here in the service. Wherever you're from, we certainly appreciate you coming to be with us in these services. Some of you have seen you every night, and some maybe this is your first night, but we're just glad for you to be here in these services. And we just pray that something has been or will be said or done that will be a blessing to you, and that your heart will go away from here and it'll be different. It'll be changed, and there'll be something that will be of lasting benefit to you for many days yet to come. Because we're all just traveling through this life. And we're going to a different place when this life is over. And what really is going to matter when we get down to the end, what we've done for Jesus. And I tell you, I'd like to do my part while I'm here. Amen. I've got a part, and you've got a part. And if you'll do your part, and I'll do our part, we can shine for Jesus. And I tell you, we need to be doing what we can for the Lord. For time is certainly running out. Need to work while it's day, for night soon cometh when no man shall work. And I just pray tonight that if you're here and you're not saved, that you'll find your way to an altar of prayer. Give your heart and life to Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of St. John. In the 8th chapter, I'd like to read some scripture to you. St. John chapter number 8. And verse number 12. John 8, verse 12. Said, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Let me read it again to you. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to preach tonight on Jesus, the light of the world. And we know that the Lord came that we might have life. Brother Bill mentioned that already, and that we might have it more abundantly. I just imagine in my mind as the Lord looked down through the ages of time and saw the need of fallen man and lost man. For the Bible says that Jesus was a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Right from the very beginning of time, He knew that He was going to be willing to go and do the will of the Father and give His heart, give His life for the souls of men. And Jesus Christ is that light. And the Bible tells us in the first chapter of St. John that in Him was life, and the light was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Jesus shined into a dark day, and in His when He was here walking on the earth, and His light was shining, many didn't recognize Him as the Messiah. They didn't receive Him for what He was, and the work that He come to do, many didn't receive the benefit of that. I'm telling you today, He's shining just like He was in that day. He's that light that shines into darkness. And it's up to us whether we receive that light or not. That's up to us if we receive that light. He's that great light, that bright light. That light that shines like no other light can shine. The Bible tells us the Apostle Paul was on his way to Damascus one day, and there was a light that was brighter than the noonday sun that shone upon him and knocked him down to the ground. I think that light was Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, Paul was an apostle. He had a personal acquaintance. He had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. That was that light. It was a bright light that shined into the darkness of Paul's life. And Paul, realizing the condition he was in, he gave his heart and his life to Jesus. It's the same way today to men and women that's lost and undone without God. walking in darkness, living in darkness. There's a bright light shining today, and it shines through the hearts of other believers.
Yes, he does.
That light is shining through other believers tonight. He said, ye are the light of the world. He said, you're like a city set up on a hill that cannot be hid. You are a light because Jesus is that light that shines through you. Christ is a light that shines through us.
Right.
He illuminates us. And we light up as beacons in a dark hour.
Right.
In a dark day. Right. When men and women are going and searching and looking for something and have need of Christ. And He is that light. But they have need. They're dark. Their life is wrecked and ruined and in sin. That's the way I found Jesus. I was in darkness.
Right.
That light shined into my heart. I realized that I needed something.
Yeah.
I didn't realize what I needed until that light shined on me.
Right.
When that light shined on me, oh, it showed me where I was. It showed me who I was and what I needed. And I needed something from the Lord. And oh, I'm telling you, men and women walking in darkness today, they don't realize their need.
Right.
They don't realize where they're at. They don't realize the condition they're in.
That's right.
Until that light is shined on them. I'm telling you, that light shines on their life and they realize. And every man and woman today, they have to come to that realization one day as the light is shining. They'll recognize their need for something besides what they have.
Right.
They'll recognize that need that they need a Savior. And that Savior is Jesus Christ. They'll not find it out there in the world. They'll not find it out in the pleasures of sin. They'll not find it anywhere else. It's only found in Jesus.
That's
and
right.
You'll walk in that light as He shines it on your path. The Bible says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. John 1:1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That Word is a light today. It's a shining light in a dark day. And I'm telling you, men and women accept that light in their life. They can find hope. They can find peace. They can find something that the world can't offer them in a dark, dark day.
Yes, amen, brother.
Oh, we're living in a dark day today.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Men and women walking around in darkness, groping in darkness. They don't have life. They have death. They're dead in sins and trespasses. Their life is wrecked and ruined. I'm telling you, the only hope for that is Jesus Christ.
That's right.
There is no other hope. There is no other antidote. There is no other peace or safety that can be found other than found in Christ Jesus. He's the only one that will bring that hope in life.
Amen.
The Bible says in Genesis 1:1, says in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth and said the earth was void and without form.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Bible said darkness was upon the face of the deep. Oh, what a picture of what a man's life is like. Before he finds Christ,
right.
Before that light comes into his life is void.
Right.
Oh, without hope, destitute.
Amen.
Oh, there is no light there. It's vacant. There is no hope there. It's in darkness. And his life is vacant and it's without form. There is no form in his life. There it's void. And it needs some light shining in it. And the Bible said that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep.
Amen. Amen.
When the Spirit of God moves upon that heart, when that heart is lost, and they feel the Holy Ghost conviction as He grips that heart and deals with that soul. I tell you, when the Holy Ghost is meeting with you, friend, tonight, you better move. You better accept that invitation.
Yeah.
That invitation's not for you always. It's not something that you ought to take lightly. But it's a precious thing for the Spirit of God to deal with your heart and life. It's a precious thing for the Spirit of God to deal with you. Oh, that the Holy Ghost would be mindful enough to come and deal with that heart and help you to realize, I'll tell you what's going on there. There's some light shining on you.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's what's going on. It's shining on you. But you need the light to shine in you and not just on you.
Right.
You don't need just the light to shine on you. I tell you, men love darkness rather than light because they're evil. That's the reason men love darkness. They don't want to be exposed. They don't want to be in the light. They want to be in the darkness. But He said, we're children of day.
Right.
We're children of the light.
Right.
I tell you tonight, when you get saved, and Christ comes in your heart, and the light comes in there, and you become children of light.
Amen.
Not of the dead, not of the night, but of the day.
Christian, that born again saved individual redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And those of that dark, void, formless life that you look like you're just going through life and you just follow the routine. You don't have any kind of hopes or ambitions. And everything looks like, it don't matter how good things get for you in the natural, if you're unsaved, it never satisfies you.
That's right.
It don't bring satisfaction.
That's right.
No, making more money don't do it. None of that don't bring satisfaction. The only peace will come in God. That's it. Nothing else will bring that.
That's right.
Nothing else will help you to cope with life other than Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yes, sir. It don't matter how good life's been to you. I'm telling you, without Jesus, it's not accomplished.
Amen.
I met a man down in Alabama, South Alabama, right down close to the coast. I believe it's Gulfport, Alabama. Mississippi. We just crossed the Alabama line over to Mississippi. I met a man down there. He was in his late 60s, and I was a young man. Hadn't been long, and I went down there to buy a piece of equipment from him. And we got there on a Saturday morning, me and a friend of mine, and he carried us about and showed us his business. He was in the engine rebuilding business. And he had a warehouse full of rebuilt, remanufactured engines all in the bag. Just a young boy that I was, it impressed me. And he carried me into his warehouse full of equipment. And he began to tell me his success story in life and how well he had done. And he was telling me all about it. He told us before we got finished there, he said, boys, I've accomplished everything in life a man could ever want to accomplish. He said, I've traveled the world anywhere I want to go. He said, I've made all the money anybody could ever want to make. He said, I got money laid up. He said, I don't have to worry about it. I'm just down here in business just because I enjoy doing it. He said, I built a good name in the community. He said, I'm looked up to all around here. He said, I've got a big name with the business world as a successful businessman. He said, I've got this and got that. He began to tell us all about the things he got. And the more he talked, the sadder it sounded to me. I stood there and I listened to him for a little while. I was just a young man in the Lord. And when he got finished, I said, but I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I said, do you know Jesus?
Right.
I said, are you saved? He said, you sound like my sister. She's on me all the time. Want me to go to church. Want me to go to the house of God. I said, you're not successful if you don't know the Lord. You're not successful. Your life is void. Your life is without power. It's in darkness. Your life is dark. You need the light of Jesus. Tonight. I don't care how much money you're making in life. I don't care what's going on for you.
Right.
If you don't know Jesus Christ tonight, I'm telling you, your life is void. What shall a man gain? What shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul?
That's right, brother.
Oh, there's no profit in gaining the world. There's no profit in gaining things of this life. And education and dollars and cents and the investments in the stock market, and the list goes on and on and on. Some folks are more interested in getting their bank statement than they are going to church.
Right.
Some folks are more interested in what the stock market's doing
than
reading their Bible.
Right.
I'm telling you, if you've got all of those things that would measure success by the means of this world, it don't mean anything as long as you're walking in darkness.
Right.
Well, I was saying the God of this world had blinded their mind. Their eyes are open. They can see with the natural eye, but that mind is blinded. They're walking in darkness.
Yeah.
They don't realize the condition they're in. They don't realize what they're headed for. They don't realize they're going down to destruction. And hell's awaiting them.
Oh.
I'm telling you tonight, you better run to the light. And Jesus is that light. You better go to him hard as you can. Do all you can to go to Jesus. Don't you reject Jesus.
That's right.
Oh God, that light is Jesus tonight. Shines in the world.
Oh,
I think about the scripture in 2 Corinthians says, for God, who hath commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, if you're born again, there's been a wonderful change happening in your life.
Yes,
there's been a wonderful thing happening in your heart and life. I tell you, the different ones testify over the last day or two in the services and in the union today, talking about the things the Lord had done for them. How long you've been saved. How long you've been serving the Lord. I'm telling you, my friend, there's been a great worked on in your heart. There's been something changed in your life. That's made a difference in your life. And not only in this life, but in the life to come. Yeah. And that's the one that matters the most. Not in this life, but the life to come. It's eternity bread. I'm telling you, you need that life.
Yes.
Oh, God. Walking in darkness. Don't understand. Can't see the way. Not realizing what's going on. When you're blind, you can't see.
That's right.
I've been in a few dark places in my life. In the natural sense. I went down the cave one time. Right after me and Ruth on our honeymoon. We got way down into the earth. A long ways away from the light. We was in darkness. They had some artificial light like we got here tonight. In a little while, they got everybody still. And the tour guide, he said, "We're going to turn the lights off, folks. And don't let it scare you. Don't let it alarm you. Just want you to see how dark it is down here." Anybody else ever been down in the cave and done that to you? Amen. You know how dark it is. It's so dark you can't see nothing. Oh, Brother Bill, I stuck my hand right in front of my eyes and I couldn't see nothing. It's just as black. I couldn't see a thing. Your eyes wide open. You could. I can see. I detect light better with my eyes closed now than you can with them open now in that dark. I'm telling you tonight, you can see it in the dark place.
Yeah.
Your life.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, I'm telling you, that life that's vacant of Jesus. Has not got anything worthwhile. I don't care what other things you may have attained, but if you miss Jesus, you can take a lot of things, but if you miss Him, you miss the very important part. Oh, yeah. I believe what the Bible tells us over in the book of Ecclesiastes, the writer of the book. He said, "I looked around and I seen all the great things I had." He said, "I looked and I said, I had servants. I had men servants. I had maid servants." He said, "I had singers. If I wanted singers, I called for the singers. If I wanted this, I called for this." He said, "I had this and I had that." He said, "I had great things. Whatever my heart desired." He said, "Whatever my hands wanted to work." He said, "I done it." He said, "But after a while, he realized that there wasn't no value in all that." He realized that after a while, he's going to stand before his maker. He's going to stand before the God. Oh, and the judge and the King of kings and lords of lords. And he's going to stand before him after a while. And the Bible says he looked around and he said, "All is vanity."
Yeah.
Vanity and vexation of spirit.
Yeah.
He said, "There ain't no value in all these things." I'm telling you, if the light of Jesus ain't in your heart, when you come down to this door, you won't be worried about how much money you got. You won't be worried about how much you acquired. You don't worry about any trophy standing on the wall, or any certificates, or any great things where your name's been in the paper, and where your name's been on the front of a magazine. You don't worry about all those things. I'll tell you what you'll be worried about. If your name's recorded in heaven, oh, it's going to be a great roll call. And it's going to go down to this. And it's going to come up by one. And if your name ain't there, friend, you're going to go into outer darkness. To live in darkness and be cast into outer darkness.
Yes.
What a sad
picture. That's right.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
What a sad picture. Oh, it's bad to live in darkness, but then to spend eternity in outer darkness. Oh, I tell you. I can only imagine in my mind what it's like fire would be like. But I don't need to be that way. The Bible teaches us that there's a literal burning fire in hell, friend. I know that the church world today, many of them are embracing the idea that hell's not a literal burning fire. I'm here to tell you tonight that my Bible says that the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell, being tormented in those flames.
I'm
telling you tonight, it is a literal burning hell tonight. It's not just being deprived from the presence of God, but it's a literal burning fire that it will never be quenched.
That's right.
Never be quenched. A literal burning hell. Oh, let me tell you tonight. If you're walking in darkness, if you're wandering in darkness, there's help for you. There's hope for you. Oh, yeah. My Bible tells me about a man. He's recorded several times in the Bible. His name was blind Bartimaeus. And the Bible said he sat on the roadside. He was a begging for help. That's all he knew to do. He didn't have no life. He didn't have much to offer. He didn't have much to look forward to. He didn't have no plans, no doubt, other than just get up again. Have somebody to meet me out beside the road. And let me sit down there a little while. And everybody come by. Say, Allie, could you help a poor blind man? I need a little help. I can't work for myself. I can't do nothing for myself. I'm in darkness. I'm walking in darkness. I'm blind. And I'm not able to work for myself. Mm-hmm. Would you come? Yeah. Give me a little help. Oh, but I just see. In my mind one day, his old Barnabas was sitting on the roadside asking help from this one and that. Maybe calling out, not knowing who they were. Hey, friend. Hey, neighbor. Hey, somebody. Come by. I need a little help. But one day he heard the rustle and the bustle of a big crowd coming along. Because the Bible says when Jesus was coming down through there, there's a great crowd around him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he heard the crowd as they was coming down the road. I just imagine old Bartimaeus asking somebody, hey, what's going on? Who is it coming down the road? What are they having coming down the road here?
Yeah.
But in a little while, somebody said, Bartimaeus, that's Jesus of Nazareth.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard about him.
Yeah.
I know who that is. Oh, yeah, he's the Christ. I know about it. He said he could get the crowd. He knew he was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say, hey, Jesus. Oh. He said, oh, thou son of David.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thou son of David.
God.
Oh, he began to call on the Lord. He said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And the Bible tells me, they said, be quiet. Hold your peace. Don't say nothing. The master ain't got time for you. That's what the devil tells of me.
Yeah,
that's right.
Don't you go down to that church. They don't have time for you. You don't fit in with that crowd. You're just a dirty old sinner. They don't love you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And many a sinner felt that way.
Yeah.
They walk by the church along and we go in. But the devil done them just like he did Barnabas. Said, don't you go. Don't go in there. There's hope for you there. There's life in there. And Jesus is going to help you. But don't you go in there. He didn't want him to find Jesus. He didn't want Barnabas to find the Lord. He knew what the Lord would do.
Yeah. Right.
They said, don't. Don't cry. Hold your peace. Be quiet.
Yeah.
But Scripture tells me Barnabas didn't be quiet. Barnabas didn't hold his peace. But he said, cry even the Lord. Oh, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Yeah.
Oh, son of David, have mercy on me. He didn't know how far he was. He cried, no doubt, to the top of his lungs. Everything within him began to cry and call on the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, Jesus stopped.
Right.
Stopped. He had time for it.
Yeah.
Right. He's got time for you too.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. Yes, I said, Jesus has got time for you tonight. Oh, yes, he does. He wants to help you. He wants you to call on him. He wants you to cry out to him.
Amen. Amen.
He stood still. He said, bring him to me. Bring him over here. No doubt Barnabas, in one of the Gospels it tells us, they come to Barnabas and said, okay, buddy, I'm just trying to put my words, y'all be happy now, he's calling for you, come on. To be a good cheer, he called for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, you ought to be a good cheer.
Praise God, for you.
That's right, brother.
Hallelujah, Jesus is calling your name.
That's right.
The Bible said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If man hear my voice, I will open the door and come into him. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you may hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him.
Yes.
And sup with him, and he with me.
Amen.
I'm telling you, he's calling tonight.
Yes, he is.
And oh, what a privilege it is for the master to call.
He said,
come and die. Come on, children. He said, who is thirst? Everybody that's a thirst, let him come. Take the water for free. It's a free gift.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for it. You might say, I don't understand it. You ain't got to understand it.
I
never tried that. You ain't got to. You got to try it one time. Amen. You need to try it. Praise God. Yes, sir. Brother Harvey gave us his testimony. Some of you may have heard it. Just bless my heart. He said, I was a 19-year-old old barefooted boy. He said, I went in church for the first time. Heard the gospel message for the first time.
Yeah.
Said, I got up, went out to the altar, and prayed, and went my way through to salvation.
Thank
on
God.
The first invitation.
Praise God.
And Bartimaeus was led to the master. And Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? You know, the Lord knew what he wanted.
Yeah.
The Lord knew he was there.
Right.
What if blind Bartimaeus would not have cried out to the Lord?
That's right.
I don't believe it ever been mentioned in the Bible.
That's right.
I don't believe we'd ever have a record of what he done. His life would have been void without fault.
Oh, yes.
Walking in darkness until he come down to the end. But I'm telling you, blind Bartimaeus didn't just get his sight received. But the light of Jesus shone in his heart.
That's right.
Oh, yes, it did. He said, Lord, that I might receive my sight.
Yes.
And Jesus said, you can have your sight by the eyes. And the Bible said, immediately he received his sight. Sister Ruth, come to me. Blind Bartimaeus got sight. He was no longer in darkness.
Yes.
I tell you, the scripture teaches us that when we're in sin, we're walking in that darkness.
Yes.
We're like the world was before the Lord spoke it into existence. And the Bible said that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of death. The face of death. A earth that was covered in water. In darkness. No form. Void. Empty. I'll tell you, where there is no light, there is no light. Darkness, there is no light. He said he's the light and the light of life. Jesus is. He's there. It's him. There ain't no darkness in him. He's the author of life. He's the one that's spoke light into existence. And when light comes in, all darkness is disappeared by God. In the natural and in the spiritual. I no longer was walking in darkness, but I began walking in that light. That marvelous light. I came out of darkness to that marvelous light. Jesus is the light of my friend. You're here tonight and your life is in darkness. I'm telling you, Jesus bring light. Let it bring hope. Let it bring